Former Vermont U.S. Senator James Jeffords has died. Jeffords passed away this morning at an assisted living facility in Washington, D.C. He was 80, and he had been in declining health for time. Jeffords' political career in Vermont and Washington spanned 40 years, and he was deeply involved in education, the environment, and farm issues. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
The most dramatic moment in Jeffords' long career came near the end of it, in Burlington, on a May morning in 2001.
In order to best represent my state of Vermont, my own conscience, and principles I have stood for my whole life, I will leave the Republican Party and become an independent.
Jeffords' decision to leave the GOP threw control of the U.S. Senate to the Democrats. He said his moderate to liberal views were increasingly at odds with his party's more conservative leadership. But long before his announcement, he found himself out of step with his party. In 1981, he was the sole Republican House member to oppose President Reagan's tax cuts. Jeffords' views were in line with other Republican centrists from Vermont, like Robert Stafford and George Aiken, who preceded him in the Senate. In the wake of Jeffords' announcement, many of his constituents, like Richmond dairy farmer David Conant, said they were more focused on what Jeffords had accomplished than party labels.
He's a real type of guy. You know, what you see is what you get with him, and so I think you can take him at face value for what he stood for.
Jeffords was not a great public speaker, which may have added to his real type of guy image. Still, Representative Heidi Shurman, who worked for Jeffords in his Washington office, says it wasn't just an image.
Jim had a kindness about him that sort of transcended most everything else. He was just a really decent man.
Jeffords, who was almost universally referred to as Jim, was born in Rutland. He began his political career in the Vermont Senate in 1966, and a few years later he was elected Attorney General. He ran for governor in 1972, but lost in the primary. Howard Coffin, who met Jeffords in the 1960s and later became his press secretary, considers Jeffords' accomplishments as Attorney General among the most significant of his entire career.
He and his staff wrote Act 250, and they were in the middle of the environmental movement, the billboard bill, the bottle bill.
Coffin says Jeffords was proudest of his work in Congress on the environment and in education. He championed the rights of people with disabilities, helped strengthen environmental regulations, and pushed through better price supports for dairy farmers. In 2005, his own health issues and his wife's battle with cancer led to Jeffords' decision to retire. Jeffords' wife, Elizabeth, died in 2007. He's survived by his two children, Laura and Leonard. In a statement released following their father's death, they said, "We take comfort in the knowledge that he lived a full life, from the hills of Vermont to the halls of Congress. We will miss his kindness, his good humor, and his generosity of spirit." For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.
Jim Jeffords grew up in Rutland and eventually settled with his wife Liz in Shrewsbury. VPR's Nina Keck spoke with several longtime friends and colleagues who were especially saddened by today's news.
Rutland State Senator Kevin Mullins' ties to Jeffords go back decades.
Jim Jeffords was the first campaign that I ever worked on in politics when I was taking an eighth grade social studies class at Rutland Junior High School.
Jeffords was running for governor, but lost that 1972 Republican primary to Luther Hackett. Jeffords was more successful 2 years later when he was elected to his first term in Congress. Kevin Mullen says Jeffords' long political career has had a tremendous impact on Vermonters.
His commitment to the environment, starting with his work on Act 250 when he was Attorney General, and everything that he was able to accomplish on education in Washington. He was a true statesman, and really, he always put policy above politics, and he's going to be missed.
Shrewsbury resident Dino Rice and her husband David were neighbors of Jim and Liz Jeffords and friends since the late 1950s. Dino says even though she and her husband consider themselves Democrats, they always voted for Jim.
Because I think he was such a fair-thinking man, and he wasn't swayed by, what you call them, lobbyists and money funders, I don't think. He really thought about things.
David Walk is a former state education commissioner and the president of Castleton State College. He remembers Jim Jeffords fondly as an old-fashioned public servant who acted independently even before declaring himself independent in 2001.
And I remember bringing student groups to Washington, and he was very engaging with students, always took time for them, and wasn't the typical Washington Paul, was never too impressed with himself, and just a really good guy.
He says Jeffords believed passionately in education and the individual children in public schools. Walk says his wife Diane used to be principal at Shrewsbury Elementary School, where Jeffords would often visit.
And when he was home from Washington, he would come in and read to the kids and spend time with them. There were no cameras there. And he was also involved in a program in D.C. where he became sort of a big brother mentor out of the limelight because he wanted to make a difference and he cared about education.
Walk hopes Jim Jeffords will be remembered for his courage and his compassion and for doing the right thing, even when no one else was looking. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.